For more on the future of Boeing, we're joined by David Mulholland. He's business editor of Jane's Defense Weekly. Let's talk a bit about the commercial side of Boeing's operation. They're in direct competition with Airbus. How is that competition shaping up?
For Boeing, quite badly. Boeing, along a mainstay of its business, was the 747, which has essentially a monopoly on the world's heavy long-distance transport, both freight and passenger. Airbus is now developing what they call the A380, and it will essentially out-747 the 747. It is big, it transports people and freight cheaply, and the result of that plane being developed is that all the traditional markets for the 747 are now switching their orders to the A380.
The A380 is being billed as the largest passenger plane ever. I guess that they're calling it a super jumbo. It seems to defy description of how big this thing actually will be.
Oh, well, yeah, it's huge. And it has 550 passengers. It's in two levels. It'll be huge. The problem is they're so expensive to make aircraft that size. The entire world market is really only big enough for one manufacturer. Boeing traditionally has been that manufacturer, and now it's going to be Airbus.
Now, Boeing has its own plans for the 787. How does that shape up in terms of how it might affect this competition?
Boeing's belief is that if they can develop an aircraft, a midsize passenger aircraft, that is able to do long distance cheaply, they will lock up that market. So instead of, for instance, New York to Frankfurt or New York to London, you'd be looking at routes like Baltimore to Munich.
We've been talking about the commercial side of Boeing's operation, but there's also the huge military and defense side of that business. There are ethics scandals about the defense contracts, controversy about the deal with the Pentagon for Boeing's refueling tankers. One analyst calls this a potential Boeing gate. How damaging do you think all of this has been for Boeing?
This looks pretty bad, and Boeing is now relying more and more on defense. Several years ago, Boeing was 70% commercial, 30% defense, and now it's more than 50% defense. So defense, and part of that is because the defense business going up and the civil business going down. But their number one customer is the U.S. government. So I think what they're trying to do is send a message that they're really serious about cleaning house and being ethical. There's another problem with this, however. Several years ago, Boeing bought McDonnell Douglas, and everyone said, great technology at McDonnell Douglas, terrible management. That contrasted strongly with Boeing, which had wonderful management. It was a spectacularly well-run company. The problem with the McDonnell Douglas buy is it appears that the McDonnell Douglas management is taking over the company. And now with Condit leaving, Harry Stonecipher, who is the head of McDonnell Douglas, is now going to take over Boeing, which raises a lot of questions of what's the long-term viability of the company.
And so when you look down the road a piece for where Boeing heads, I mean, this is a behemoth company. It can't just wither up and die, presumably. Where do you see it going?
Well, I think the future of the company is going to be a bit rocky for a while. If the 77 works as they plan, and it well may, then that's going to help them out. Increased defense spending is going to help them out. But they have a lot of programs that are towards the end of their lives. So their military things are going to decrease, I think. But this is a company like General Motors. The U.S. government will not allow them to fold.
David Mulholland, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
David Mulholland is business editor of Jane's Defense Weekly.